Reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. With a call to National Tax Helpline, you can stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more, call now for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Tax Helpline, 800-708-4718. That's 800-708-4718 for free information. 800-708-4718. That's 800-708-4718.
Attention taxpayers, this is a tax service announcement from the tax pros at Jackson Hewitt. Tax day is around the corner. If you're in the process of filing your own taxes, stop immediately. One mistake can cost you boatloads of money. Instead, stop by Jackson Hewitt, where you can have your taxes filed by a tax pro with 100% accuracy, maximum refund guaranteed. Prices start as low as $48 for Tier 1 1040 Easy filers. Other returns may qualify to get $50 today on an American Express Serve card after you file with us. Just stop into any one of our 6,300 Jackson Hewitt locations. But hurry, tax day is almost here. Jackson Hewitt, where taxes are less taxing. Minimum tax prep fee required for $50 gift. Additional fees apply for state, local, and more complex federal tax returns, financial products, and other services. Valid at participating locations. Terms and conditions apply for all offers. See jacksonhewitt.com/tier1 for details.
This is Larry Connors. I want to remind you, this is a good time to call John Beal and have our professionals take a look at your roof. Get any issues fixed before we get heavy thunderstorms. And John Beal has an A-plus rating with a Better Business Bureau. And with John Beal, you get our low price guarantee. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Get booked on the schedule before the bad weather. Call the roofing company I'm proud to endorse. Call my friend John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Weekday mornings at 6:35, Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus with insights on the markets and investing. And for your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and listen weekday mornings at 6:35 here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Join the barbecue revolution every Sunday night from 4 to 5 p.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
Join Frank and Kevin on the Big Barbecue Show every Sunday on the Big 550 KTRS from 4 to 5 p.m.
Get screwed up. Temptations, Four Tops. Who is this?
Four Tops.
Four Tops. I always get those two confused. One of these days I'll figure out how to separate the two. Scott Sherman is in the house. Scott, how are you?
I'm great, Frank. How are you, sir?
Thank you for filling in yesterday.
Thank you for letting me fill in yesterday.
The audience needs to know you will be in next week on Thursday. I may have to talk to you about Wednesday.
Okay.
So if that's not possible,
we'll make it happen if it needs to be done, sir.
See, what a team player this guy is.
Mm-hmm.
Did you take any illegal calls yesterday?
No, we saved that for today.
Okay, good.
We decided yesterday, get off the crutches of the legal stuff and let's expand it and give the audience what it wants, which is entertainment. We'll save the legal questions for the segment on Thursday.
All right, Dan, are the calls coming in now for Scott?
We do have a call. They called during the news break waiting for him.
Well, let's do this. It always seems like we don't have enough time. And we're in the middle, and we cut somebody short because they only have a minute, and that's not quite enough. And the phones light up. So here's what we'll do. I'm going to do a bit of business, and we're going to jump right in and let Scott help you. Scott Sherman's his name. Law's his game. His email address is lawofficeofscottsherman@gmail.com. And if you have a legal question, something is bothering you in the sense that you don't know what your rights are or somebody else's rights are, this is your chance to get some good free guidance from Scott Sherman. So I will give you the numbers, and we've got people calling already, but we have lines open. 314-969-KTRS. 888-550-KTRS. Or from any cell phone, star KTRS. Allow me to talk about something that is, for a lot of people, unpleasant. I've never really had a lot of trouble talking about death. It's going to happen to all of us. It's going to happen to our parents, our grandparents. Yeah, it doesn't bother me talking about it. What bothers me is that for far too many years, people spent money they didn't need to spend, money sometimes they really didn't have, thinking that they had to do this for this person. You're doing it for you. You're not doing it for them. I don't think there are too many people that if they're on their deathbed and you said to them, by the way, Dad or Mom or Grandma or Grandpa, do you want us to really spend a whole lot of money that we don't have and we can barely afford so that you have a lavish, unnecessary funeral? They're probably going to say, heavens, no. They're going to say, heavens, no, not hell, no, because they're about to die. So they want to go the heaven side, see? Heavens, no. So here's my suggestion to you. I told you that 2 weeks ago, for the first time in his life, my dad, who turns 90 this year, for the first time said, I've decided I want to be cremated. And my reaction was, hallelujah. He just saved us a lot of money. Because my dad knows that we've spent a lot of money on him the last few years, and he doesn't want to spend any more. If you have elderly grandparents or parents, you know that it's any time. It could be next week, it could be today, tomorrow, next month, 6 months from now. When the time comes, I want you to be ready to call Calmer Memorial Services in Illinois or American Cremation in St. Louis. You know how to get to those numbers. You can print them out, write them down somewhere, or just run to the computer and type in frankopinion.com, go to sponsors, and there they are. And it says, if death occurs in Illinois, here's who you call, this number. If it occurs in Missouri, you call this number. And either one, you're going to get the dignified, affordable, personal services of Joe and Cheryl Calmer and the people who work for them. And when I say people who work for them, I'm talking about a great big staff. It's not a huge staff of people. And they also don't have a huge, elaborate, fancy funeral home. They don't maintain a fleet of limos and hearses. You want a funeral with a hearse and limo, they have access to that. They'll get you that. You want an actual funeral, they can do that. But most of what they do is cremation. They're licensed in Illinois and Missouri. And if you talk to anybody who has ever used their services, you'll realize that they're so glad they knew to call the folks at Calmer or American Cremation. Lower cost services. And by the way, the reason these other places don't hesitate to sell you a real expensive casket and this and that, they need the money. They need the money to cover their overhead. Calmer owns their own crematory, so they don't outsource, subcontract anything. And they will be with you personally through every step. Whether it's a funeral or till they hand you those ashes and say, thank you, if you need anything, you can always call us. And then you go off and you put those ashes where you want to put them, or you scatter them where Grandma used to hike or where Dad used to fish. So much more affordable and every bit as dignified as an expensive, unnecessary funeral. Go to frankopinion.com, click on sponsors. They're alphabetical, you'll find them. If death occurs in Missouri, call here. If death occurs in Illinois, call here. You all must have asked yourselves the question, when Grandma goes or Dad goes, what's the call that we make? Who do we call? Now you have the answer to that. Calmer Memorial, K-A-L-M-E-R, Memorial Services in Illinois, American Cremation in St. Louis. Could we have Mr. Sherman's theme music, please?
On this side of the law, on that side of the law, who is right, who is wrong, who is for and who's against the law?
Yes, the great Johnny Cash.
Well, you see, I didn't really mean
the late great Johnny Cash. A I need just time to take your calls, and the calls are coming in. One more time, let me give you the numbers. We do have about a line open, maybe two. 314-969-KTRS, which is 969-5877, or 888-550-KTRS, or from any cell phone, star KTRS. You will be speaking with Scott Sherman. Greg is first. Greg, say hi to Scott Sherman.
Hey, Scott.
Hi, Greg.
How are
you doing
today?
Doing great.
Doing great. Good segue, Frank, because my father passed away a year and a half ago, and he was cremated, and his wife passed away, and she was cremated in December.
So, there you go.
But it was in Florida, though.
Okay.
The quick question is, they lived in a country club, golf course community, and they pretty much passed away without any assets at all or any money. So there are now association fees, golf course fees, things like that, that were due, and there is no funds to pay them. And they called me, the golf course community, yesterday saying who the executor was. And I told them who the executor was, and they're going to call them looking for payment. My question is, are we at all liable for those payments or any of those fees from their, their golf course or club?
Scott?
Mr. Pinion, Scott? Do you want to take a crack at this?
I'd like to take a run at this. Greg? The answer is no. You didn't belong to the country club. You didn't have the home there. You weren't in the association. They're SOL. Your parents didn't have any money, and my guess is, Scott's the attorney, my guess is no. You don't have to pay for any of this. Scott's all yours.
Mr. Pinion is almost exactly right. He is 100% right about your non-responsibility. You did not contract with this country club or with this gated community for any of these association fees. However,
and there's always a however in life,
the estate may be subject to a claim for these outstanding dues and other contracted agreements if and only if this golf course community makes a claim against the estate. I think, I don't know Florida law that well, within a year, if an estate has been open. Now,
let me stop you. I'm guessing there is no estate. Greg?
There's nothing.
There. Then you're out. You don't have to worry about it.
Well, Greg did say that there was some sort of executor that of the...
I believe it's her son was the executor, is the executor, but...
Well, if there's an executor, then there's an estate. So if they died without a will, there might well be still an estate opened, and then the way in which the assets, if there are any, would be distributed is through the intestacy statutes in Florida.
Okay, Scott, is it not possible that when they did their will and they set up the estate, at that time, they had some money, they had some assets, and they assigned an executor. Over the years, they went through it all. They end up with nothing.
Absolutely.
So even though there's an executor, there's still nothing to pay from.
If there ain't nothing to execute, then you have an executor with no money. So right. The question is there equity in that house? Did they just do what some folks do in that spend their last dime before they took their last breath? And we'll find that out. But for all the potential beneficiaries, don't worry, you will not be sued. But you might not get a trickle down if this creditor and others get to the estate first. So you will not be sued. Your siblings, your children will not be sued for the debts incurred during the life of your father and former stepmother.
Okay. That's what I needed to know.
All right, Greg, good luck.
Thank you.
Mike is next. Mike, say hi to Scott Sherman.
Hey, Scott. How you doing?
Great, Mike.
Good. Amen the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. I have another question for you. I call every so often. You're saving me a lot of money on my retainer with my attorney.
Oh, he's going to sue me now.
Hey, I don't know how well you know Florida law, but I got a red light camera there like a year and a half ago, and it's turned over to an attorney down there. Are those enforceable in Florida, unlike they are here in Missouri?
You know, these things are the worst things that have ever been created. The question becomes whether or not the courts in those states, in Florida, will allow the photograph to be authenticated and brought into court to prove what they're trying to prove without a human being who took the picture. Some states say no, and I would agree with that. They say that this is a bunch of rubbish, and you can't prove your case because of the unauthenticatable photograph just taken by this robotic camera. Some states allow that for the truth of the matter if it's a non-moving violation. I don't know what Florida does. My guess is that a quick Google search on red light camera tickets in Florida will give you that answer. At this stage,
there wasn't anything definitive on there. But they claim that, and I'm licensed in Illinois, they claim that when it's renewal time for my driver's license that they won't renew it because I have this still pending.
Well, that doesn't sound right.
No.
Because, one, you don't have any court action. All this is some sort of fine that is there. Second thing is, it's a collection agency letter. It's not from a court. It's from some collection lawyer that will never file this lawsuit. How much is it for? $50 or $100?
No, originally it was for $158. Now it's like $450.
No, I don't even know where they would get the statutory authority to have that kind of penalty for something that you haven't even been adjudicated on. I mean, when did they get that?
I'm not sure, but originally it was a rental van, and I had employees in Florida, and I wasn't even driving the vehicle. And when I mailed in the affidavit to the place in Arizona that has the red light cameras,
I haven't heard a American word from Traffic it Solutions, everybody's favorite place.
Exactly. I haven't heard a word from
former police chief of the St. Louis County works for them. That's why we have all these, but
conveniently.
Yeah. You know, you might want to have somebody or have you send a Fair Debt Collection Practices Act letter to this creditor and make them prove up the alleged debt that you owe. Send it certified mail. You can get one off the internet and see what their response is. But to me, this is a not only a civil claim, but it's one that's disputable. And how they're assessing fines on something that's never been adjudicated sounds very sketchy to me.
Good. Okay. Awesome. Thank you so much once again.
You're welcome.
My good luck to you. John, you're on with Scott Sherman.
Hello. Hello, Scott. How are you?
Great, John. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you. I'm AM in the PM.
There you go.
Hallelujah. I had a question. I bought a video game a couple days ago, and I took it out of the packaging. Didn't like it. I take it back to the store that I bought it from, had the receipt and everything, and they said, "Oh, we can't accept this because it's copyright law or something along those lines." And they said the only thing that we can do is exchange it for the exact same one for you. And I was like, "What?" I'm like, "I don't even want it." But they're like, "We can't do that at all." And I've done this before a couple of years ago, and I didn't have a problem. And I was just, "Is this like something that just now is happening with this?"
No,
I've never heard.
John, copyright law hasn't really been changed since about 1976, and so with respect to this good that you purchased, and that's what a video game is, that's what a car is, that's what a hamburger is. It's something that you use in interstate commerce. If you have proof that you purchased it, and you have returned that in, really, it's a pristine condition with proof of purchase. Now, maybe they may have some agreement that you made with their store that they have some kind of policy, but to be forced to only take an exchange is ridiculous. Maybe an in-store credit would be more reasonable, but I don't know what your agreement was on your receipt or what agreement they have in the store on things that are purchased. If they have a conspicuous sign at this place that says, "These purchases are final, no refunds," and it's conspicuous at the register, then that's not anything to do with copyright. That's a contract or a notice that you were given that when you buy this thing in this store, you better not come back for your money because this is it. All sales are final. Now, the fact that it wasn't something that was not working, you just didn't like it, that would say they don't have to give you your money back, but it has nothing to do with copyright law, not that I know about.
Unless, in the same way you can copy a CD, John, are you able? Can somebody copy a video game?
I think so. That's why the video game policy is the way.
Scott, I think what they're trying to avoid is people copying it, burning their own, and then taking it back, and they've got it now, and they didn't pay for it.
That is true, but that would be a policy that they would say, look, we're trying to prevent fraud. But it has nothing to do with the Copyright Act. It's just a policy that these video game retailers or anybody who's a retailer has for the products that they sell at point of purchase.
And they're smart. They post it boldly in the store.
But if there's nothing about that...
They didn't. The lady I talked with, I ended up getting a manager. She said, this isn't our policy. This is a government policy or something along those lines. And I ended up talking to my buddy. He goes, that seems a bit extreme. He goes, I've never heard that before.
Have you ever purchased a video game and you said and returned it and either got the money or got an in-store credit instead of the same thing?
That's all I was looking for.
What he's saying is, John, is have you ever done that? Have you ever taken another video game back?
Oh, I have. I have. I have done that before. Like, same situation to a different place. And they gave me in-store credit, and I was like, I'm fine with that.
What did you say? You bought this new, not used.
It was brand spanking new.
I'm at a loss on the copyright aspect of it. They may have this as a policy, but without something that's posted conspicuously at the point of purchase or that is given... told to you, then you really didn't have notice as to what the policy was until after the fact.
If that's true, by the way, then you can never return any movie, the DVD, or any CD.
Yeah, that's right.
Because you can copy those, too.
So do you think I could, if I go back and I look at my receipt and I look at up there, if it's not posted, do I have, a legitimate gripe here that I could call up, the
Better Business
Service
Bureau
or something, or...
Yeah, I think you definitely have a legitimate gripe about not being compensated for this video game. But if they have them show you in writing what the nature of their reasoning, not just some manager that was talked to by some clerk at some store.
No, that's a great idea. Say, pull up for me.
Show me.
On your computer, this regulation or ruling.
Yeah, say, please show me where someone with a receipt that just purchased this can't return it and get not cash, but store credit. Show me that in writing. And if they do, then read it. I'll give you my email address. I'll look it over. And if they don't, then I think they're full baloney.
Okay.
And don't shop there again, and then tell everybody that you have ever dealt business with in the video gaming community, don't ever buy it from blank store ever again. But don't say their name until they prove that they're worthy of you crashing them and trashing them.
Okay. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you. When we come back, Curtis, I promise you will be next. We got a little business. Take a break so we can get some more calls in here. Scott, I would say that if you took your car to a body shop that's not Schaefer, let's say Jimmy's Body Shop, and you got it back, and when you took it in, it was a blue car, and you got it back, and it was gray, you probably have a case. Not the same color.
That's right.
The part that was repaired doesn't really match the rest of the car. Or maybe they painted the whole car a different color because they couldn't match it. There you got a case. I don't think you're ever going to have a case with Schaefer. And by the way, there's a C in there. I don't ever want to forget to tell you. S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. Because they have one goal when they work on any vehicle. And that is perfection. That is when they're finished. When the customer comes to pick that car, that truck, that SUV up, they're going to be confused because they look at it and go, my goodness, maybe I dreamed I was in an accident. Their little slogan, it's like it never happened, is perfect for Schaefer because their work is perfect. And it's perfect at 10 locations as far away as Columbia, Missouri. I've been speaking for the Schaefer people for a long time. Scott Schaefer, when I came on board, was who I dealt with. And enough years have gone by now that Steve Schaefer's son is in charge. And what I can tell you about Steve is this. The good news is he didn't decide, I'm going to do it a different way. I'm going to do it my way. He's doing it the way that worked and that made Schaefer, as big as they are, and as preferred as they are, not just with customers, but insurance companies. S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. If you want to know more, if you want to contact them, if you want to find out which one's closest to you, and by the way, if you're in an accident, you make two calls. Calling your insurance company, you call Schaefer. You can find out more at SchaeferAutobody.com.
Meet me.
It's time for a check on traffic. Here's Tim Wiley.
Yeah, rain in the area making things a mess. We've got a new accident reported on southbound 170 near Airport Road. It looks like the right lane is blocked there. Northbound 170, it's slowing just north of the Rock Road all the way up through Airport. Eastbound 270, it's hitting the brakes now from Missouri Bottom through about Highway 170. Then you're slow from West Forest and out through Bell Fountain. Westbound 70, some slow stretches from downtown all the way out through Highway 270, and that's when you hit some really slow stop-and-go traffic out through 94. We've got rain in the area, and that's what's causing this. So eastbound 40 now is slowing from Timberlake Manor in through Mason, and southbound 55, we're looking heavy from about River de Pere down through Rivas Barracks. And this traffic report brought to you by Staples. They have low prices on everything you need to promote your business, from business cards, brochures, banners, pens, magnets, calendars. Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples, make more happen. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095. Get caught up on all the news, weather, and sports without having to be in front of the TV. KTBI, Fox 2 News at 6 with Sandy Miller and Rafer Weigel on the Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
Since I've been doing commercials for R&R Sanitation Porta Potties, my name and my likeness has become synonymous with R&R Sanitation Porta Potties. And so every time people go to an event and go to a festival or they're out and about and they use the R&R Sanitation Porta Potty, they usually send me a picture and say, hey, I've been thinking about you. Which is good, because R&R Sanitation is all about customer service, all about quality, and all about cleanliness. They also say, hey, I walked into an R&R Sanitation porta potty and I couldn't believe how clean it was. That's right, R&R Sanitation is setting the standard for the industry. They're locally owned and operated and the only union toilet company on the Missouri side of the river. And if you need a porta potty for your next party, for your next festival, for your next event, for your next construction project, R&R Sanitation porta potties. 314-776-4000. That's 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com. They really do want your stinking business, R&R Sanitation.
If time has not been very kind to your teeth, Dr. Bowen at Bowen Dental Care can give you back your smile. With cleanings, Invisalign, or dental implants, whatever you need, it's all under one roof. Dr. Bowen can perform implant dentistry from start till finish and has been doing so in an office that's not a one-size-fits-all facility. Dr. Bowen can also fit your new implants with existing dentures so you can eat corn on the cob and apples, as well as reclaim your smile. If you want an honest opinion about your dental needs, go see Bowen Dental Care. They specialize in customer service and will take care of you from start to finish. Get the treatment you and your family deserve with Dr. Bowen at Bowen Dental Care in Florissant, near I-270 and 170 on Dunn Road. Call them at 314-921-3500 and get your smile back. Online at BowenDentalCare.com. That's B-O-A-I-N DentalCare.com.
The last 3 years, we've been literally in hundreds of homes replacing wood balusters with iron.
George Thomas, the owner of Sterco.
And without exception, the change has been incredibly dramatic.
Sterco can make your home a safer place, updating it to conform to today's building codes.
I know a lot of people probably feel that this isn't for them because they don't have a big staircase, but you'd be surprised at how many of the jobs that we do are just simple 10-foot pieces pieces of rail that where the stairs lead into the basement. I'd say the best thing to do is go to our website, check us out there, and give us a call for a free evaluation. We'll be happy to come out to your house and let you know what your options are.
To see the quality and safety that Stairco can add to the character of your home, go to stairco.net. Stairco.net. Stairco.
Stairs are all we do.
618-920-6059.
Okay, so you own a business. Not a startup, but a real existing business. And cash is tight. What do you do when you need funds? Go to a bank? Yeah, right. Waste a lot of time, send tons of paperwork, only to find out you need to personally guarantee your home, firstborn, and everything in between. Or you call the Business Funding Group. Yeah, it's fast and simple, with a 95% approval rate for existing businesses and cash for any purpose. Equipment, inventory, expansion, cash flow, payroll. Grab a pen or put this number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-213-9850. That's 1-800-213-9850. When you call, you'll find out how to quickly and easily get the cash you need, up to $1 million with no collateral, no app or upfront fees, and your credit rating is not a factor. Plus approvals in 12 hours and funds in 2 to 3 days. Call the Business Funding Group at 1-800-213-9850. That's 1-800-213-9850. This is by far the fastest and best loan available for existing businesses. Don't delay. Call 1-800-213-9850 now.
How many of you are thinking about replacing your old deck or maybe even adding a new one to your home? Hi, everybody. McGraw-Millhaven here for Outdoor Living, Inc. This weekend, it's the Deck Expo. Outdoor Living, Inc., they do it every year at I-44 and Big Bend. They're going to introduce you to over 2,000 square feet of decks, gazebos, and pergolas. Reps from all over the country will be there to answer all of your questions and to introduce you to the newest materials. Combine all of that with great design and free food, door prizes, and the Inside Out Show this Saturday from 11 to 1. You'll have a great opportunity to learn everything you need to know about your new deck. They also have fencing, outdoor grills, Trex patio furniture. It's all right there. Outdoor Living, Inc. Say hi to John and Jim from the Inside Out Show starting at 11 this Saturday. It's the Deck Expo at Outdoor Living on Holmes, right where I-44 and Big Bend merge. Call 966-3325 or check out their website, OutdoorLivingInc.com.
We all have big dreams, whether it's buying a new home, paying off your bills, or even college tuition. Vincent Mortgage understands that sometimes we all need a little help, and that's why we're here. By using the equity in your home, you can turn these big dreams into a reality. Call today and let one of our experienced loan officers help you find the best options for your financial future. 314-839-9999 or visit VincentMortgage.com.
NMLS 225-095, 12801, Flushing Meadows, St. Louis, 63131.
The Financial Symphony is a show that blends the worlds of music and finance together in one harmonious package. It features your local financial maestro, Jerry Means.
A lot of advisors out there are mainly giving accumulation advice or looking at the growth through your working years. You really need to take a look at, is your advisor giving you advice on preservation and distribution?
That's the Financial Symphony with Jerry Means at every Sunday morning at 10 on the Big 550 KTRS.
On this side of the law, on that side of the law, who is right, who is wrong, who is for and who's against the law? Well, you see, I didn't really mean you any harm.
Tell him, Johnny.
But I simply couldn't
back to
make
the phones.
It on the farm.
My goodness, I told Curtis, did Curtis leave us?
Yes.
After I told him he'd be next?
Yeah, he did.
And are you kidding me? We have three Bobs on the phone?
Nope, we do.
Wow, this is a first.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Bob number one. And is this Bob with 1-0? I don't know. Bob, say hi to Scott Sherman.
Hi, Scott. Yes, this is Bob with 1-0.
Okay. I guess all Bobs are Bob with 1-0. How can Scott help you?
AM and the PM, first of all.
Thank you, Bob.
My question has to deal with Jefferson County law and diverting of groundwater from one neighbor to another. Is it allowed?
Oh, boy. I'm going back into my memory banks on riparian rights, and I don't believe we live in a state where you can hoard the water table.
Not hoarding it. They're diverting it. Long story short, they built a retaining wall about 50 feet away from their house because Jefferson County is nothing but hills, right?
It's
so
hills
instead
and
of all
billies.
That water having time to soak into the ground, it now comes out of the center of the wall in a 4-inch pipe right in the middle of my yard.
It's killed
two of my trees. Had to put in a French drain. It's a mess.
My colleague, Mr. Pinion, you want to take a crack at this?
There's nothing about this that sounds right.
No.
Or legal.
Did they have to get a permit to do the wall and everything and all that?
Yeah, it's over 3 foot tall.
Who built the wall?
They did.
They who?
The homeowner.
Yeah. No, I'd sue them.
Yeah, I think that what you have is at least you would have.
Let's put it this way. They have the right, certainly, to build a wall on their property, but
correct.
They don't have the right to ruin your property.
Yeah, their damages to your property are compensable via several avenues, including negligence, including. The damage that they do to your property, a nuisance. I think you'd have three or four different causes of action.
I'd go for emotional distress, too, while you're at it.
Loss of consortium?
Well, that probably happened the day after you got married. But, you know, that's between the two.
Last question. Is there a time limit on this?
Yeah, you probably would have 5 years on this. It's not an intentional tort. Missouri has a long statute of limitations. But you're supposed to, in Missouri, with all cases, mitigate your damages, try to minimize the amount of damage they've done to you by having somebody go out there and survey what can be done, maybe by putting up sandbags. I don't know. But you can't just let it accrue to the point where it totally wipes out your house. But
well,
you would
I
have
that. But
five
each and
years.
Every time it rains, would that not be a new occurrence?
A smart real estate lawyer would probably want to put that in there. But I think that you would have one compensation since you haven't, it sounds like, done any mitigation to or even had any estimates done on what it costs to repair this.
Then it might cause them to redirect the water.
And,
is there a possibility for that to redirect it?
Yeah, and you might also have an injunction against them to make them, through specific performance, it's called, Mr. Gorbachev, tear down my death wall. So you better get on this. It's not just as happens. And because your real estate is probably the most important investment in your life, you better get on it right away. And Jefferson County, St. Charles County, or somewhere in Jackson County, the law in Missouri is the law in Missouri, and they don't have special laws down there. They have special people, but not special laws.
All right, Bob, good luck.
Thank you.
This is unbelievable. Honestly, there's three Bobs in a row. Bob number two, say hi to Scott Sherman.
Hey, Scott. How's it going?
Great, Bob. How are you?
This is Bob with 1-0.
No.
This is Bob with 1-0.
Yes, it is. I recognize his voice.
It is.
Yeah, we have Bob with 3-0s today. So anyway, I just have a general real estate, not a real estate, trust type question for you, Scott.
Okay.
My mom's old. She's got two sons, a house, and a little bit of cash, and she does not have a will or a trust or anything. And I want to go into a lawyer's office and say, help me, but I don't want to be, like, upsold. I want to, you know, I just want to get what mom needs. You know, she just wants to split everything between her two boys, and that's it, you know.
On the house, you can get away with a non-trust transfer, a non-probate transfer in the way it's titled. If she wants it to go to the surviving boys equally, you could all be put on with joint tenants with right of survivorship. That doesn't cost much more than just having a title change done. The trust aspect of the other assets that are non-transferable on death, it's the same thing could happen with a car. The same thing could happen with a bank account or two. But if there are some assets that you want to make sure get done properly, then the trust is probably the way. What you won't get, if you're talking to the right person, is on a small estate getting jammed up with a huge sort of out-of-pocket expense at the front end. So there are ways to do this without creating a formal trust, but as long as something has to go in the trust, it doesn't cost any more for everything to properly go in the trust.
Would it make the house simpler if they did a quit claim deed?
They would, but the proper way to have that done at the back end. Mom's not going to give up her right to the house in case she decides she wants to sell it, but if you had those that are going to take when she passes on her death, then joint tenant with right of survivorship is the mechanism that's done. It's sort of like survivor, winner gets, because it doesn't say that the kids might predecease her. She might, you know, outlive some of the you guys. But that's a way outside of any sort of probate or trust work where something can be done. Again, once one thing goes in the trust, it don't cost that much to put some other stuff in it. But
well,
don't
like
pay
said,
anybody
bank account money.
Don't pay anyone. That can be done. That can be done TOD or POD, payable on death to the person that's on the account, transferable on death, like in a car title for the person that survives.
Or by the way, Scott, couldn't you not now put the account in joint names?
You could. You absolutely could put them in joint
names. That's the easiest way. It's already in your name, the boy's name, and her name.
Unless mom's worried that the joint person would then be
steal
from the money. So that's why the payable on death, they only would have the right to access that account once she passes away. But any good trust lawyer, estate lawyer, will not charge you to sit down. And then any person will not be pressured by what they're saying. But there, to answer your question, are there ways to avoid the expense of hiring a pro or an estate lawyer? Yes. Those are having the titling done for survivorship, having bank accounts and auto titles done as payable or transferable on death.
Well, I kind of plan to use a lawyer. I just want to make sure I'm asking the right questions and I'm not asking to buy a Cadillac when I really need to be buying a, you know, a Malibu.
100% right. 100% right.
I just want to know what I should be asking for.
If you want the name of somebody that won't do that, or two or three or ten people, you let me know. Send me an email. I'll give you names of people that won't do that. And if they do that, I'll walk in their office and I'll punch
you
in the face.
You can't say doo-doo.
You said doo-doo.
Sorry.
Edit out doo-doo.
And your email is call 1-800-SCOTT?
No. Law Office of Scott Sherman at gmail.com.
I had Scott with two E's and...
Scottsherman.com.
Okay.
Law Office, singular, Law Office of Scott Sherman at gmail.com.
Or you go to frankopinion.com, I'll be on there.
Yeah, it's on my site. If you go to sponsors, if you forget it, it's right there at the top of the sponsor.
That's the best thing to do.
And it's on our Facebook page.
You pay me.
Yes.
There you go, Bob, with 1-0. Thank you.
Thank
you,
Scott. Bye-bye. All right.
Bob number three still hanging on?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. My goodness. Bob number three, say hi to... This is Bob Day. Say hi to Scott Sherman.
Scott, this is Bob, two B's and 1-0, but the B's aren't together.
Hey Bob, we got about 1 minute, so as quickly as you can tell your issue.
I can't. Served the papers about divorce last week for my wife. We met with her attorney today, and my question is, do you think you would recommend that I get my own representation?
Yes, yes, and yes. I just had a question about that where they shared the lawyer and the person is sick that they
that
did
that. Never works.
Get your own person.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, and Frank, can I say something real fast?
Sure.
I am in the PM, but a long time ago, my dad tells me a story about you being the parade marshal out of Keysport, Illinois.
That's right.
For their Halloween. I was at their house today. I came across the clipping in the newspaper, and it features you in there. And so I read the story, and they said crazy things like you told jokes and stories and entertained the crowd.
That does not sound like
that. No, that's not me.
No.
I don't tell jokes.
1985.
No. Let me tell you something. Those people in Keysport were the nicest people to me. I remember that well, and I remember how nice they were.
So they wrote a great article about you, I can tell you that. It was pretty cool. And
right.
I call them from Springfield, Illinois, and I listen to you, I tell you, as much as I can.
Thank you.
You trump all the stations up here at this time of the day.
Thank you, Bob. Good luck.
Hey, thank you very much.
Appreciate it.
Scott, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Good luck, Bob. Congratulations on your impending divorce.
All right.
Theme music, please. There it is.
On this side of the law.
All right. First of all, big thank you to Scott Sherman. Thank you, Scott.
Thank you, Frank. Oh, and Frank, real quick, I checked the Florida law on Mike's question. The Supreme Court in Florida has thrown out most of those cases because the police did not review those red light camera, robotic camera tickets.
Aha. There you go. Now, Scott will be here all day next Thursday, maybe all day Wednesday. I don't know yet. I got some stuff going on, so I don't know, but I know I need him here next Thursday. So you'll have, if he wants and you want even more time to do this, thank you, Scott Sherman. Give me your email address one more time.
Law Office of Scott Sherman at gmail.com. Cash.com. Thank you, everybody.
All right, thank you, Johnny Cash. Thank you very much. The late, great Johnny Cash for the theme music. I go to the dentist at Ballast Dental Care. You know that. I've gone there for 43 years. I think you know that, too. I'm actually in the 47th year at Ballast Dental Care. I've been going there a lot longer than they've been part of this show. I think sometimes people think, well, you go there because they advertise. Well, I was going there for, oh, let's see, 25 years or so before they came on the show. It is a terrific place if you have to go to the dentist, and you do have to go to the dentist, whether you like it or not. Well, let's take that back. You don't have to. You can let your teeth all abscess, decay, rot, and fall out. And then maybe get false teeth. And have gum disease, which can lead to all kinds of other stuff. You don't want to do that. You want a place where you can go and you're never afraid to go. In fact, you look forward to it, where the people there, actually, you can actually tell they understand. You're freaked out, you're nervous, you're anxious, but that's only going to happen maybe the first visit, and it won't last long. And from then on, it's smooth sailing. This is a wonderful, wonderful place to go to the dentist. Ballast Dental Care, the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, ballastdentalcare.com.
Let's get a quick check on traffic now. Here's Tim Wiley.
Okay, westbound 44, that's jamming up now from Jefferson out through Hampton. Same thing on westbound 40. You're from Jefferson all the way out through McCausland. Eastbound 40, that's heavy Grand to the Poplar Street Bridge. This traffic report is brought to you by Super 8 Hotels. Make every Sunday super. Now through Memorial Day, get $8 off your stay when you book a Sunday stay at super8.com. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 225095. St. Louis born, Missouri raised, with a little Illinois on our mother's side, and darn well proud of it. The Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Hi, this is John Chay, Mr. Fix-It, with some good news for our listeners. How many of you listening have an old TV or bulky entertainment center taking up valuable space in your home? Well, then you need to call Pitchit at 314-932-1100 and take advantage of their excellent service, as many of our listeners have. Pitchit provides a residential commercial junk removal service with very affordable rates. Their friendly staff at Pitchit will arrive at your location, remove your unwanted items, and you don't even have to lift a finger. They'll remove the item from your basement, your attic, anywhere they're located, and then clean up after themselves. Pitchit will provide free estimates. They'll visit your location on your schedule, not theirs, and provide you with a quote on the spot. Pitchit is an eco-friendly recycling, most items within reason, and of course they are fully insured. So give them a call at 314-932-1100. That's 314-932-1100. Or visit their website at pitchitandforgetit.com. That's pitchitandforgetit.com. Senior discount supply.
Need parts for your forklift? Call AD Lift Truck at 314-389-1700 for parts for all makes and models. For more, go to AD Lift Truck.